Back here on the Mighty 690, we do have 908, and coming up on 909 on the clock, we do have guests from Coffeyville's Reawakening joining us. Starting first with Denise York. Good morning, Denise.
Morning, James. How are you doing?
Hey, doing well. I know you have some special guests here, but I know you had a few announcements to get to.
I do. There's a few things I want to mention. So Saturday, the Midland Theater from 3 o'clock to 5:30 will be open for prom pictures. And we're taking drop-ins. We've got plenty of opportunities to get, you know, under the marquee, inside. Daryl has even went out and bought some movie posters that tie in with the prom theme. So, you know, don't know how the weather's going to be, but it'll be a good place to go take pictures if, you know, if you don't want to stand outside. So,
And I know you're taking donations, like you said, on that.
We are. Glad you mentioned that.
If someone wanted to donate, like, there's no charge to do it, but you're welcome to make use of free will donation.
Absolutely. And that you can just take the pictures with your own camera or your phone or whatever, and then Cindy Price will be there. She'll be taking pictures for you if you need them taken. So come on. It's the first time we're doing this. We're anxious to see how it goes.
But yeah, so. Just a good reminder, the Midland is open and available that you can stop by and check it out.
Yep, 3 to 5:30. So, Sam wanted me to mention about the annual Stevens Teaching Excellence Award. That's an annual award that is open now until April the 30th. So any USD 445 teacher can be nominated. And they want, you know, teachers who are making a positive impact in students' lives. So anybody can nominate these teachers, and you have until the 30th. If you have any questions, you can go to coffeevillefoundation.org or call Sam over at 251-4769. And then last week we had Jerry Wall on the military banner, so I just wanted to remind everybody about that these banners are going to go up around town in November. So you have a chance now to get yours ordered, to be in that first group that pops up downtown. So you can go to CVilleMilitaryBanners.org. Contact information and applications are online, or they have a Facebook page, Coffeyville Military Banners. So they were nice banners. They're going to go on 11th Street, Willow, Patterson, 7th and 10th, so kind of all around downtown. And then the last thing I have is Summer Celebration. So if you want to sponsor or donate, or if you're a vendor wanting a space, or if you want to volunteer, this is going to be a great year. It's a 10th anniversary year for Gail and Kathy to put this on, and the 250th anniversary for the USA. So a good time to be heading out to the Summer Celebration. So you can get a hold of Kathy at 252-5155 or Gail at 252-8688. So let's make this year one of the bigger, best ones that we've had so far. I mean, Gail always has a great fireworks display scheduled. So then I'm going to pass this over to Carly and Karsten, who are here with Jack, and we'll let them take it from here.
Yeah, well, good to have you along here. And we have a guest from the Junior Advisory Council here in Coffeyville. I understand you guys have an event that's coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so on April 25th, we're having a color run at LeClaire Park at 8:30. The registrations are at 8:30. The walk starts at 9. And the color run, basically, every participant will receive a white t-shirt. The Jack members will be around the track with multiple colored powders, and they'll throw them on the shirts. And it's $15 per student, $25 per adult, and you can register online at www.coffeyvillefoundation.org. All money that's raised will be used for our further projects or grants that we use throughout Junior Advisory Council.
Well, that is great. I think you guys been doing this for a few years, haven't you?
Yeah.
That is great. So I hope folks can, you know, stop by, take advantage of this. And it's kind of a unique opportunity. Either of you actually participated in it before or just helped out, put it on?
Just helped out.
Sure. Any friends who do it?
Not really. No, it's normally just parents. All of our friends are really in Jack, so
sure. It makes sense. You're busy running it. So
yeah.
And then, of course, you know, for do they need to sign up in advance, or do you take folks the day of?
I believe we do both.
Okay.
I think it's kind of just the more people we can get, the happier we are.
Well, that is great. So I know that this is one of your many events that you do throughout the year. Do you guys have a you know, any other events that, you know, you really enjoy, really look forward to throughout the year with Junior Advisory Council?
Well, we are doing a fishing derby also at LeClaire. That's coming up in May.
Yeah.
May 3rd. It's just a good time. Normally, it's nice weather out there, so it's pretty fun. We have lots of people participate in that, too.
Have you done that one before, the fishing derby?
I haven't done the fishing derby, but we've been doing it for a few years.
Well, that is fantastic, and another good opportunity to get involved. Do you know how many students you have in Jack? I mean, that's, I know it's a pretty good group of students that are involved in Junior Advisory.
Around like 20, somewhere around there.
That's not bad.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
And do you still do the triathlon?
That's the color run is like we're doing that instead of the
triathlon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the purpose of throwing colors at?
Honestly, I think it's just to make it more fun and just messy, I guess. I don't know. It just makes it more fun. You can also have that shirt that you can take home. It kind of like, it's like a tie-dye shirt. I think it like stains the shirt.
Oh, okay.
You get a souvenir.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that's so great. So again, if someone just joined us, can you remind us when this is and how much the admission for the color run is?
So the color run is April 25th, and registration starts at 8:30, but the walk starts at 9, and it's 15 per student, 25 per adult.
Now, if you don't want to actually run, can you walk it?
You can walk.
Okay.
Yes, that is allowed.
Okay, that is good to know.
Yeah. How long is it?
I don't know.
Okay, a mile maybe?
Probably like a mile.
Make a difference whether I
do
or not.
Right? So you want to like wear a white shirt so it gets all taken care of. So that'll be great. All right. Well, we appreciate everything you're doing for the Junior Advisory Council. I know this is a very busy weekend coming up. We have the high school rodeo. We have prom. It's a big, big weekend.
Rodeo prom.
So
yeah.
That is great. So anything else we need to know about here today?
Nope. Just come see us at the Midland.
All right. All right. Get those pictures.
Yep.
So anyway, we appreciate y'all coming on. I hope the color run here goes well coming up on the 25th, on just a few Saturdays from now. And again, we thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. The students from Junior Advisory Council, also Denise York with our Reawakening update. And we have Open Line coming up straight ahead. After that, we will be getting into our update from Coffeeville Friends of Animals on the way.